Commissioners, regular session, Thursday, August 20th, 2015, meeting to order at 7:02. Second item is Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown. Carabelli.
Present.
Doozy.
Present.
Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Coco.
Here.
Vosburgh.
The invocation by Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In place of the invocation today, I want to do two things. I want to read the First Amendment, which provides the framework and the ability for us to have an invocation at our meetings here, whether it be the Buddhist monks that Commissioner Mosseri brought in last term or any other heartfelt prayer from any other denominations. I want to read that and then have a moment of silence, of silent reflection after that. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Thank you.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. Without objection to add, Commissioner Carabelli will be presenting a proclamation to Officer Sorbo. I believe we passed that last month. We'll put that as 7A. Moved by Vosburgh, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The amended agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated July 22nd and August 6, 2015. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. 7A, Commissioner Carabelli.
Board of Commissioners wanted to take the opportunity to commend Shelby Township Police Officer Sorbo for his heroic efforts of saving Shelby Township residents from a burning building on January 16, 2015. The night he received a dispatch call to an apartment building in Shelby Township for a fire, he arrived on scene and realized the severity. A four-year-old child was up on a balcony on the second floor that the mother threw to him for safety. After he took that child to safety, he got a ladder, went up, got the mother, got her on his back, carried her down the ladder. After she was at safety, he turned and went back and helped an elderly man and his dog back out of the building and let anybody else know and made sure that the building was vacated. It was these heroic efforts that led Officer Sobel to receive the Medal of Honor from the Michigan Association of Police Chiefs. It is the second highest honor that can be bestowed on a police officer from this association. We just wanted to thank Officer Sobel for going above and beyond and serving the residents of Shelby Township. It's an honor to have someone like him protecting us in the community. Thank you.
The board members will come on down so they can get the picture as well with him. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? They're asking you to come
out. Yeah, whatever is easiest for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Moving on, there's correspondence from the executive. There's none at this time. Committee reports, Health and Human Services, Infrastructure and Economic Development were sent to Finance. We have on page one the Finance report.
I'll move the report and move to waive the reading of the report.
We have a motion by the chair and the vice chair. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The finance items are unanimously adopted. Audit report, which was provided to us earlier this evening. Commissioner Sabatini, did you have anything? Moved by Sabatini, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The audit report is adopted. Board chair's report. Most of the issues that we've been dealing with have been the preparation and the follow-up from all the budget hearings we've had. I think they ran extremely smooth. They may have gone a little long at times, but I think it's been a substantive process. I want to thank all the commissioners and the staff. This does take an exorbitant amount of time and effort, and the departments who have to come in here and answer these questions. And I think it's been pretty productive as we move towards phase two and phase three of adopting the budget for 2016. Martha DeBerry will discuss a little later in executive session. The DIA Arts Authority meeting, they had a conversation the other day about the new director search and some compensation items, which commissioners will be hearing about, and hopefully the Art Authority can come out and give a presentation in regards to. Transit, per the discussion that we had the other day, that Commissioner Bosberg was at Metro Affairs Coalition on September 15th, we have either the director or the deputy director of SMART out. We're trying to get both RTA members out and our members of SMART who represent Macomb County to talk about A, the RTA plan, but also the federal distribution of funds. So I wanted to give the commissioners a heads up on that. In terms of the office, Rico, who was here for close to 2 years, got a position at CMH, and so we're looking to post the part-time special projects coordinator by the end of this month or early next month. The BOC scanning project, as I mentioned the other day during the IT report, phase one, which was the massive amount of scanning all the documents, has been completed. Now they're working on user manuals, so both this commission, people in the public, can easily access this documentation. Parking structure, same as always. Upcoming items, Martha DeBerry, as we talked about, and have a resolution later on the agenda. 65th anniversary event is September 10th. Really encourage commissioners to be there. Meals on Wheels volunteer recognition event is September 11th at 8 a.m. I know we have a meeting. Oh, no, we do not have a meeting that day. So if any commissioners can attend, let us know. And there's MAC conference, I think. Commissioner Kleinfeld, you'll be attending as our representative.
It's
oh, and I, and who is?
It's not till September.
September 20th
yeah.
through the 22nd. I will attend for a day. If any other commissioners are interested in attending, let me know. and then there's an Oakland University state and federal county luncheon at the OU incubator. If anybody hasn't had a chance to meet the new president, he will be there at that day. With that, you see the attachment for invoice charges for independent counsel, which have been much lower than previous years at this point throughout the year as we look back and try to document where we were at the end of July. So with that said, happy to answer any questions from commissioners. Seeing none, need a motion to receive and file. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Myjack. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The board's chair report is filed. We need to approve a date for the public hearing and if friendly amendment and post notice on 2016 recommended budget, which will be Thursday, September 10th, 2015 at 9 a.m. Moved by Marino, supported by Miller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The public hearing is set for the 2016 budget. Resolutions.
Make a motion to approve them in their entirety.
Moved by Duje to support in their entirety, supported by Toco. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items carry unanimously. Proclamations.
Moved to adopt in their entirety.
Moved by Marino to support in their move in their entirety, supported by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The proclamations pass unanimously. And for the Martha T. Berry one, we'll have a designation for each commissioner to sign that. Correspondence, A and B, 8-19-15, memorandum from independent counsel.
Move to receive and file both items, Mr. Chair.
Move to receive and file, but I think we want to have a conversation since we do have both John and Scott here. First, we'll do corporation counsel, and then we'll do independent counsel. And these were requested by Commissioner Carabelli, and I think several other commissioners had interest in this.
Good evening, commissioners. Regarding the Corporation Council opinion concerning liquor tax distribution funding for substance abuse treatment, there are four statutes that really touch upon how those funds can be used, with the possibility of two more in a sanctioned sense. The bottom line is that it's very clear from statutory language that the county's liquor tax distribution, 50% of it must be used for substance abuse treatment. That is not treatment program extended to administrative costs. It is literally the treatment itself. And it must be distributed to the community or the county's mental health. There's no options. It cannot be redirected away from CMH, and it cannot be used for anything other than treatment. There are two more statutes that I did not include in my memo because it went beyond the scope of the questions, but there are sanctions, possible sanctions on the UBAA. There could be Attorney General action, both civil and criminal, for violation of the statutes concerning distribution of those funds, distribution and use of those funds.
Commissioner Carabelli, do you want to hear from independent counsel and then do the questions?
Sure, I'll wait.
Scott?
Our opinion's the same. I went a little further and said, however, the mental health agency can contract with other agencies, so it would be possible to take some of those funds and use them to support a substance abuse program in the Sheriff's Department, as you had offered as an example, Commissioner Carabelli, or in other departments or facilities if the juvenile detention facility or someplace else. So it would be possible to do that. There'd have to be a contract between the two agencies to support it and indicate what services are going to be provided. And those funds can't be used for administrative costs. They have to, as Corporation Counsel indicated, be used only in the treatment itself.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One thing that neither gentleman touched on that I thought I had read is that I agree with everything you said, that but there was also a substance abuse counseling treatment and prevention. Substance prevention was also mentioned there as well. And as I read that, that's what put off the light switch, that I understand the funds have to flow through them, and they can contract with, let's say, the Sheriff's Department to do the Community Corrections Advisory Board to do some abuse counseling in the jail, in the juvenile detention facility, and then also the sheriff, who has drug prevention programs. Now, this can't be a long term. This is a one-time deal where we receive these extra funds that weren't budgeted for. So this would not be a long-term thing. This would be a one-shot deal for us to have the opportunity to do these programs with those funds. So with that being said, is it the opinion that we could take these funds, or not take them, if the board contracted with one of these agencies to perform these duties, that falls within the law, correct?
Yes.
Well, I don't think the board can do the contract. The funds must be distributed to CMH.
CMH would be the contract, what I was referring to. So that,
and they can contract either with private or other governmental entities.
And just to clarify one thing, Commissioner, I spoke yesterday with the finance director, and he indicated that we should anticipate receiving a like amount of funds in each subsequent year. That what they're saying is we're going to get this kind of funding on a going forward basis.
Okay. Well, it's all in retrospect. God bless you, of the tax itself. So,
right.
And now it's gone up from what it's been in the past. So it could be continually going up?
Maybe. Right, it could drop back down, too, because it depends on consumption.
So with that said, I guess, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take a look at what would be the next steps to, was this something that we would sit down and look at the budget at the departments that I had mentioned to see what the funds that are dispersed and then see if they would be willing to contract with the county professional agencies?
We just received these opinions, and the first time I had a chance to talk or hear this from either Scott or John, so I mean, I'd like to think about the process and, okay, you know, have those conversations. But if you're interested in the chair of finance and the chair of HHS, you know, I think it should kind of be a collaborative kind of motion there.
Okay, thank you.
The statute actually prohibits CMH from doing or performing the services in-house, so it has no motive whatsoever to sort of hold money back. And it routinely, on an annual basis, expends everything that it gets for this limited purpose.
And I think I even was having a conversation or heard from maybe Steve that if you don't use these funds, there's some provision about the rollback of a millage.
It's very complex. In the language of the statute, it's just accounting talk. Steve had to walk me through it five times. Essentially, and I don't want to make this sound like it's a realistic option, but the county could choose not to devote any of this money to mental health purposes in the context of substance abuse treatment. If it didn't, it would have to roll back its millage on a dollar-to-dollar basis. So the county would be ahead zero. And again, the statute is designed that way to keep counties from doing that. It removes any motivation to forego the treatment services.
That it, Commissioner Osberg and then Kleinfeld on deck.
Thank you. I brought up two questions. One, just to verify, it can be used for incarcerated individuals?
It can. No, the statute doesn't actually make any prohibition based on incarceration or any other status. It's just substance abuse treatment.
Right, so it could be used at the jail and or, you know, with inmates.
It could be contracted to any government, any private entity, so long as it is a treatment or prevention program.
All right, and then because the money goes to community mental health, it would be the community mental health board and or the, yeah, the community mental health board that would actually make those decisions?
It would be CMH through its board, yes.
Through its board. Right. So we can, seems to me an example would be that we could send a message over there asking them if they've considered these options, that type of thing, but we can't tell them. We as a board of commissioners can't tell the community mental health board what to do.
Correct. Okay. I would agree with that.
All right. Thank you.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
She just answered my question. Thank you.
So it would be up to the CMH board to reiterate that would ultimately right. make those contractual obligations back to the county or any nonprofit agency.
CMH would do the contract with the CMH board's approval and concurrence.
Right. Got it. Any other questions or comments? Did that kind of clarify some of the discussion, Commissioner Carabelli? I did it just for you. So. with that, motion received and filed, moved by Miller, supported by Carabelli. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The correspondence is received. Without objection, we'll do new business and public participation before we go into executive session. Any new business before the commission? Seeing none, public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Executive session discussion, attorney-client privilege memorandums, two of them, from independent counsel dated 8/13/15 and 8/19/15. We need a motion, moved by Marino, supported by Sagar, and we need a roll call. Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Marino?
Yes.
Sagar? Yes. Smith?
Here. Yes.
And this is a yes or no on the motion to go in executive session. Vosburgh?
And yes.
Vosburgh? Brown? Carabelli?
Aye.
Dungy?
Positively.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Myjak?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes 13-12-0. Can the Sergeant of Arms close the chambers and can we turn?
Brown, Carabelli,
present.
Dougie,
here.
Lynn,
here.
Kleinfeld,
here.
Marino, Myjak, Miller,
here.
Sabatini, Sagar,
here.
Smith,
here.
Toco,
here.
Johnsburg.
Motion carried by Dougie, supported.